So, what about those dead fellas you came across?
I don't like to think about that. This wasn't all at once, you understand. Each man was found one at a time, over the space of several weeks. But they were all the same. Scavengers had been at them some, but they were freshly killed so that you could tell what had been done to them.
Well, spit it out.
Their chests had been hacked open, with a knife or hatchet looked like, and their hearts were gone. Somebody had ripped them right out.
Where was this? Over in the Shadow Valley, you said?
You know the place.
I ran some trap lines there 4 or 5 years ago, I reckon it was. I didn't have any trouble as I recollect. Sort of a gloomy place for some reason, like there were clouds even when there weren't, but nobody bothered me.
No, I don't remember any trouble there either, until this year. But the men who disappeared, they were all either already over there or headed in that direction the last time anybody saw them.
Gotta be a bunch of bloodthirsty Indians moved in. That's the only explanation that makes any sense.
If that were true and Indians were to blame, I'd almost welcome it.
Well, then, what do you think it is?
There are creatures. Creatures that live in the bowels of the earth, like worms. 'Tis true, I tell you. Once they were men, but in their evil they were banished underground, and there they've lived ever since, growing more and more twisted and depraved. They come up from their holes in the ground, fall on poor unsuspecting souls, and devour their hearts.
You're crazy, O'Grady. Things like that don't exist.
If they don't, then why is every man born afraid of the dark?
None of the other trappers had an answer for that.
Miles, I ain't saying I believe you're right about these critters, but if you are, and they're supposed to be stuck underground, well, how the hell they get out?
Earlier this year, the earth shook. It was a big quake, and I think it opened a path from the underground world to here, or rather to Shadow Valley. I think the mouth of hell waits over there.
How do you fight something like that?
I never saw anything yet that hot lead or cold steel couldn't kill.
If any of us ever encounters those devils, I pray you're right, preacher. I just hope Audie and Nighthawk haven't run afoul of them.
What was that?
Audie and Nighthawk. You know, the little fella and the crow.
Oh, I know them well. Shared many a campfire with them, fought many a good fight with them at my side. You mean to tell me they're among the missing?
I'm afraid so. It hasn't been long, though. I saw them less than a week ago, and Audie told me in his long-winded way that they'd found the body of Jacob Raleigh. Did you know him?
I met him a time or two.
Well, Raleigh went over to Shadow Valley to look for a friend of his who disappeared. They went to look and found Raleigh's body. His heart had been torn out just like the others. They buried him, then came back over the ridge.
Audie was just too blasted curious to leave it alone, wasn't he?
Well, the little fellow has an inquiring mind, no doubt about that. And where Audie goes, Nighthawk goes.
This was a few days ago?
That's right. 4 days, maybe 5, come to think of it.
And you haven't seen him since?
Nary a sign.
Well, I reckon that settles the question of where I'll be headed in the morning. Monsters in the earth or not, I'll be going over that ridge in the Shadow Valley.
Miles O'Grady tried to talk Preacher out of the idea, but he would not be budged.
Besides, if I recollect right, I did pretty fair over yonder the last time I trapped that valley. Probably still a good number of pelts to be had.
After most of the men had turned in for the night, Preacher went to check on Horse and his pack animal. Mostly, though, that was just an excuse to get up and move around a little. Dog went with him. A couple men were standing guard, and the trappers would take turn doing so all night. But Preacher trusted Dog and Horse more than anything or anybody. If anything threatening was in the vicinity, they'd sense it. Let him know. Moving without undue haste, Preacher lowered his hand and closed it around the butt of one of his pistols. The weapon was double-shotted and packed an extra potent powder charge. At close range, it would blow one considerable hole in a man.
It's just me, Mr. Preacher. Boone Halliday.
Oh, you can forget about that Mr. Business, just Preacher. And you know what? It ain't wise sneaking up behind a man, kid.
I'm sorry, Mr. Preacher. I didn't mean to sneak up on you. I guess I just naturally moved sort of quiet-like.
What you want?
Well, I was thinking about what you said. About how you're going over into Shadow Valley to look for your friends.
Yeah.
I think I want to go with you.
Why'd you want to do that?
Well, I've heard the men talking about you. But not just tonight, since you came into camp, but the other times, too. They say that nobody's ever been better at being a mountain man. Not even John Coulter or Jim Bridger.
Oh, horse crap. Folks like to talk, that's all. I don't mean what they say is actually true.
Maybe not, but when it comes to surviving in these mountains, I can't think of anybody it would be better to watch and learn from than you.
I ain't in the business of teaching greenhorns.
I could give you a hand with your search, although I'm sure you don't really need any help.
That's right, I don't. These two critters are generally the only partners I got traveling with me. Besides that, now did you hear, Miles? You go over in the Shadow Valley and some monster that lives in the ground's liable to crawl up out of its hole and get you.
No offense to Mr. O'Grady. I know the two of you are friends, but I think that's just a story. I don't believe there are monsters who used to be men living in the earth.
Well, now we agree on that anyway. More than likely, engines causing the trouble, like the other fella said.
So how about it? I learn quick, and I won't give you any trouble.
No, I don't know what I'm going to run into over there, but even if it ain't monsters, it's liable to be something pretty bad. Else all those fellas wouldn't have turned up dead or disappeared. I don't need to have to be watching out for somebody who's wet behind the ears.
I'm not... I suppose there's no point in arguing with you.
Not a one in the world.
All right. Maybe some other time.
Uh-huh.
If you change your mind...
I won't.
What are you going to do if you find out that something's happened to your friends?
Well, I'll track down whoever's to blame for it. Then I'll make that varmint wish he'd never been born.